Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, the weather is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze accompanies sunny skies. Jerusalem enjoys clear conditions, while Haifa sees a mix of sun and clouds. Perfect weather to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that former President Trump has issued a warning to Iran. He outlined what he describes as the next phase of the American attacks, emphasizing continued action until an agreement is reached. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes massive explosions in Kuwait caused by Iranian strikes. Drones have also targeted U.S. military sites in Jordan. This was reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet states that the U.S. has renewed its naval blockade and launched attacks on Iranian military targets. This is part of efforts to neutralize emerging threats. Separately, JNS shared that Prime Minister Netanyahu has issued a stern warning to Iran. He vowed a stronger response than before if Israel is attacked. And finally, from Forward, a report from earlier today discusses a crucial upcoming election in Israel. It describes attempts to dismantle Israeli democracy as tensions rise ahead of the October 27th vote. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago that Kuwait's air defenses are actively intercepting hostile drone attacks. The public is advised to follow all safety instructions. AMK Mapping, who monitors military movements, reported just moments ago that fighter jets are airborne over Kuwait. Explosions continue to be heard in the area. Emily Schrader, an activist and commentator, noted earlier today that the Islamic regime has launched drone strikes on Kuwait. Now for more on those stories, starting with the escalating tensions involving Iran. Israel Hayom highlights former President Trump's plans for continued U.S. military action. Trump has outlined a timeline for these actions, indicating a potential for increased regional instability. His statements underscore a hardline stance, which could impact diplomatic efforts. Turning to the situation in Kuwait and Jordan, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iranian strikes have resulted in significant explosions. However, no injuries have been reported. This follows closely on the heels of drone strikes on U.S. troops in Jordan. The incidents signal a broadening of conflict zones, posing risks for regional security. Meanwhile, Ynet provides insight into U.S. military actions against Iran. The U.S. has reinstated a naval blockade while targeting Iranian military infrastructure. This move aims to curb perceived threats from Iran. Such actions may heighten tensions in the Persian Gulf. Prime Minister Netanyahu's warning to Iran, detailed by JNS, reflects Israel's readiness to respond to any aggression. Netanyahu's comments come amidst growing fears of a broader confrontation. His message serves as a deterrent, yet also escalates the rhetoric between the nations. Lastly, Forward discusses the significance of the upcoming Israeli elections. The narrative centers on attempts to undermine democracy, a pivotal issue for voters. With the election date approaching, political dynamics are in flux, potentially reshaping Israel's future governance. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that ExxonMobil is eyeing a move into the Israeli gas market. Discussions with Energean hint at potential competition in the sector, though this remains a distant prospect. Separately, Globes informs us that Rafael will manufacture Iron Dome interceptors in India. This effort is part of India's Make in India initiative, enhancing defense ties and expanding production capabilities. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a shortage of white cheeses in Israel. Following a disruption in Tanuva's supply chain, demand for these products has increased, leading to empty shelves. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.